We're now going to look at Hayek's essay on social science facts. This is called The Facts of the Social Sciences, and it was first published in 1943 in a journal of philosophy. This is a somewhat old-fashioned essay. It is very philosophical, and a lot of it is directed against views which are not always that prominent on the modern stage. One of these views is what was called logical positivism, which was very strong in Vienna in the interwar period. Some of the logical positivists thought that if something cannot be measured if it's not objective, then therefore it is not real and it is not the proper subject of study for science. Hayek was arguing against this position. Another of these older views was a quite different collectivist form of positivism associated with the thought of Auguste Comte and his followers. As Hayek reads these individuals, they thought that the facts of the social sciences do not become real until they are objectively expressed through the actions of collectives rather than individuals. Hayek, again, was in this essay arguing against this view and asserting the importance of the individual. There is yet another view, prominent in the late 19th century, called the German historical school, and as Hayek reads these thinkers, they are asserting the primacy of objective historical facts as objective details, as distinct from how those facts might be interpreted by an individual human mind through the lens of some kind of theory or framework. Hayek is arguing against the objectivity postulated by this school of thought, which retained influence on the continent throughout the early 20th century. In this rather abstract essay, Hayek stresses the point again and again that social science facts are by their nature very often subjective, that is, they relate to individual human minds, how those individual human minds perceive reality, and how we interpret each other's actions, and that it's impossible to explain social science phenomena without making reference to the subjective social science facts as they are rooted in, again, individual human minds. So Hayek ends up in a position which is sometimes called methodological individualism. He is stressing the subjective in human affairs, as is befitting an economist from the so-called Austrian school, and Hayek is stressing the importance of interpretation, that we have to make sense of apparently objective facts by explaining them in terms of what individual human beings believe. Again, if this sounds rather philosophical, it is. This essay was not published in an economics journal, and it is Hayek laying out his vision of the methodology of the social sciences.